Hello, you've reached Arnold Peter's shop. I'm out here now and out killing pepperoni. If you want to reach me, if you want a pizza, I don't care because I'm not here. Can't you realize that, idiot? But if you need a pizza sometime during the next few days, I can have it delivered to you, or maybe I will staple it to you. I don't care what you want on it, every pizza comes with pepperoni and with 9mm bullets on it. If you don't like it, I don't care, because you will receive one anyhow. The only difference is, maybe the 9mm bullets will be in a gun, or maybe they'll be on your pizza. If you don't fuck around, I'll give you good pizza. If you do fuck around, I'll take a pepperoni and punch it through your head. So, if you want mushroom, shut up. If you want broccoli, what the hell is broccoli anyway? Shut up with the broccoli. If you want something crazy like a pineapple, I'll kill you. If you like pepperoni and bullets, you've come to the right place. If not, you're an idiot, you deserve to die. So, leave a name, number, serial number, how tall you are, whether you're susceptible to any diseases, and if you are, I'll come over, maybe I'll give you a pizza, maybe I'll break off your arm.
This is the CBS Evening News, with Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation.
Military threat.
The flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation. A tide of violence and human misery. A liar. And an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline. Starving victims and how they die. Chemical weapons, carpet bombing, deaths. Top FBI killed and injured children. Police conspiracy.
Negative attacks.
Discipline, sex and drinking binges. Dying of a heart attack. Dying of breast cancer. Dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb. Mountains of credit card debt. The mountain of cocaine, tons of cocaine, atomic bomb radiation experiments, unwitting test subjects, dangerous radiation, marijuana abuse, hooked on drugs.
Time for us to bug out.
Rock, rock, rocked by rape. Rock, rock, rocked by rape. Rock, rock, rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rock by rape. Nazis, war criminals, cancer, garbage, murder, caution, terrorist, castigation, police conspiracy, dramatic urban torture, drunk driving, hostage siege, government shutdown, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, criminals persecuted, semi-automatic handgun, explosive gunman killed a tourist, funeral victims, racist, massive lawsuit. Hostage, ethnic war, cancer death rate fleeing for their lives, CIA narcotics operations, hungry, homeless, frustrated terrorists, spoiled, unsanitary, hard-hitting losers, brutal, bizarre, critical bombing, the gangs rule, criminal anti-government love triangle, deeper and deeper into damage, even death, anti-drug DEA, worldwide ban,
time for us to bug out.
Rock. Rock, rocked by rape. Rock, rock, rocked by rape. Rock, rock, rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rock by rape. Disgruntled conspirator attack, killed. U.S. warplane went down in flames, crash, gunned down, shooting death, blood drops, murderer. Desperate tragedy, isn't he dead? Death penalty, ransom note, forbidding, notorious, overwhelming, communist, urban punishment, low ethics, extortion and murder. A plane crash set an entire neighborhood on fire. International smuggling pipeline. Make it faster, better, cheaper. Health risk, criminal, murdering a man. Tough, diplomatic hell on earth. Magnetic radiation, fraudulent assassins, mysterious murder, chemical terrorism, military targets, fatal crash, danger. freak accident. No known survivors. Wild and woolly semi-automatic truck bomb. Emergency anti-fatal shooting rampage. Notorious negative police brutality. Fear. The hidden Nazis next door. Marxist rebels. Serious murderer. Accidents, problems. Punitive damages. Like that negative, heart-wrenching controversy.
Time for us to bug out.
Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape.
Bug out, bug out, bug out, bug, bug.
And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS EV News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night, and have a great weekend.
Okay. Hey, this is Droops, and this is the Droops Radio Show. But we're changing the name. We're going to talk about that later. Just to confuse everybody and bring in our co-host, who's like the better host, but I started the show, so it started with me. And why don't you introduce yourself, since I can't say your fucking name.
Yes, this is Obfuscated, and just to let you know, this show is being brought to you by Marlboro Lights. Yes, Marlboro Lights. Soothing and refreshing. Yes, Marlboro Lights.
Actually, Marlboro Lights is not the sponsor. It's Camel Lights.
Camel Lights. Yes. And Marlboro Lights slash.
And coffee and ramen. But anyway. We have no housekeeping. No one sent me an email saying that they liked Obfuscated. I said his name. He said they liked Obfuscated doing the radio show, and I don't think anybody sent anything to him. So obviously,
yes, I did
no
actually get an email. I did get an email.
Oh, did you?
Yes, hold on. Let me read it. Hold on. Would you like more with? Let me see. For $19.95, you can add 6 inches to your penis.
Excellent.
Yeah, they like their show, obviously.
Sign me up, baby.
So no one got any email. No one. Okay, no one got molested by a priest, right?
I've never actually been molested by a priest. I guess I'm just not pretty.
Not pretty enough. You guys had a sweet ass.
Yeah.
So no one's been sending the email. So no one has nothing to say. No one has no horrible life stories to share with us. No one. So everybody's happy with life. I'm glad. Hope you know. May you all get your testicular cancer.
Well, on the testicular cancer note, we're actually going to make it easier. You don't actually have to send email to us anymore. You just have to call the hotline for the Droops Radio Show. The phone number is actually obfuscated. The cell phone is 225. And then some other numbers.
You know what I'm going to start doing? When people don't tip me, I'll just read their numbers off on the show.
Excellent.
Yes, I didn't bring any today because there was this one asshole who wrote a check out. When I got back to the store, realized that he's bounced like 15 checks with us. Now, if you're going to bounce checks, please buy something other than pizza. Go to Walmart. Have a blast, man. Don't order pepperoni.
Yeah.
Fucking moron. Instead of go back to his house and say, I cannot accept your check. You know, like, you know, I'm the asshole now.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I got in trouble today in the store because I didn't check someone's ID.
Uh-huh.
When they gave me a credit card that wasn't signed. And they bought, like, what was it, National Lampoon's, the 20th anniversary vacation spectacular or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I think that if you're using a stolen credit card, you're not going to buy a shitty DVD.
Exactly. You would go...
You're going to buy, like, a nice DVD player.
Or a computer, if they had that much credit on there. And if you're going to steal
a
credit card...
They're like...
You know, if you're going to steal a credit card, make sure it's got, like, you know... What is it? Discover doesn't have a limit on it? Or I know one card doesn't have a limit. You know,
American Express is pretty good about that.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah, use that.
Yes. Anyway, we're going to start talking about some news other than us just talking.
Mm-hmm.
And repeating things that we said earlier, because we've been on the phone for a while now. And we don't even live in the same fucking state. So for the one person that listens to this show, we appreciate it. and we're going to send you half the cell phone bill just to make it even.
Yes, and we're also going to send you a free blowjob courtesy of my sister.
Hey, hook a buddy up here. I got head the other day. I was all excited. Told
no,
everyone I know.
She's ugly. That's why I'm giving it to our listeners. It's a punishment, not a reward.
Whatever. Anyway, as y'all might have known, I work in a real shitty store, like Circuit City, something like that. And I get people coming in the store all the time, and with their computers broke. Oh, it don't work anymore. I want my money back. This, that, and the other. And it's really silly. It's just user error. They don't do the Windows updates. They don't install spyware stuff. Now, granted, spyware isn't really something that most people would know about. But if you bought a car and Ford called you up one day and said, hey, those tires on your car aren't really that good. We have some new ones right here. All you have to do is drive to the dealership, and we'll give them to you.
They've only killed like 100,000 people.
You would go get the new tires. Microsoft says, hey, we have a brand new update for Windows. You would think people would be like, hey, that's a good thing. But
and the bubble pops are telling you. And the you have updates.
Yes, yes.
And they just look at
anyway,
it like, duh.
This company, Dell, don't really like them. They make pretty shitty products, in my opinion. Some people like them, don't care. But Dell Incorporated has launched a web page to help consumers rid themselves of viruses, spyware, and other unwanted guests that can roost in home computers and lead to all manner of problems. 20% of Dell's calls have to do with spyware or viruses. And they say that we want everyone to get protected so they have a better experience, not to swamp our tech support line. Mike George, Dell's vice president and general manager of the U.S. consumer business, said that. And they're going to have this little website, and it's going to be free to go on the website and do whatever you need if you're a Dell customer. And you're going to have to pay $39 if you want to talk to someone while you're looking at it. But they're moving on to where anyone that has a computer, not just a Dell computer, can come over to it and talk to the people for free, but they haven't gotten all that far into it yet.
So that's not included in the tech support that you supposedly get when you buy the computer.
Yeah, that's not included with that tech support. But that's a really good idea.
It is a good idea. It is a good idea. Yeah, but it should be at least a limited, you know, like, you know, you get like, you know, 6 months or like 1 month of free tech support if you bought the computer. Since you're getting tech support anyway, they might as well walk you. You can call them up and ask them questions.
Yeah.
But they won't go on a website with you. Well, it's still a good idea. It's just, I think they should at least give 2 months free service or something like that. Speaking of Dell, I don't have any articles on Dell. But I do have the Fed's eye the next Windows version. The Justice Department is already monitoring the next version of Microsoft's Windows operating system. Still years in, from introduction, to make sure it complies with the antitrust settlement between the software provider regulators, according to the to a published report. It's going to come out. It's going to violate all kinds of fucking rules, and no one's going to do anything about it because Microsoft will lay the hammer down of death against you if you try to. They have lawsuits going on, I think it's in Japan right now, and in a few other countries. But of course, America's not going to do anything about it. Luckily, IBM is going forward with the Linux systems, and supposedly has a new Blue Linux, I think it's called.
Blue Linux, that's right.
Right. They're keeping it on hold for some odd reason. They're going to keep it on hold, I guess, doing testing on it and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think they should release it as soon as possible because. IBM has a reputation of, and everybody knows if you know your computer history, being ass raped by Microsoft on everything.
Mm-hmm.
OS 2, pretty much everything. Because IBM is slow. When IBM comes out with something, it's usually quality. It just takes them a little bit longer than. And when Microsoft comes out with something, it just hammers away at it. The thing about Microsoft is, in this aspect, is that Microsoft releases. You know, it's too many, you know, chickens in a basket, I guess what the phrase is called. You know, it's too many things going at one time to be able to control it. So they release in this software, but they're not controlling the quality of it. And neither do they care because you're going to buy it anyway.
That's fucking right.
You have no control over it. Because I have two boxes, Linux and Microsoft, and I have to, on certain things, have to use it. There's no other way. If I want to get, you know, done easily than I have to, than, you know, doing the Linux. So they, yes, and they have us by the balls as of right now, but, you know, in the future there will be light and everybody will be happy. Okay, I'm done with that.
Okay. Back to my Dell article that I was rudely interrupted while I was still working on.
Oh, you weren't finished? Okay, I'm sorry.
But it's cool. Now, the next paragraph is, by launching the webpage, Dell is joining a growing list of companies trying to help consumers stem the spyware tide. Yahoo Incorporated launched an anti-spyware application in May, and the kicker, Microsoft is expected to release an update for its Windows XP operating system that will block unrequested downloads from websites and pop-up ads. Now, hold on. They're updating it to stop it from getting unrequested downloads. Wouldn't they include that with the original product? No, no. That's not how they work. And that's just bitching about Microsoft. And that Dell website you all might want to go look at, there's going to be a link on the show notes because I just typed it in. It's Dell, the number 4me.com/security.
What was that? One more time, Drips.
That was Dell, the number 4me.com/security.
One more time.
And I'm not reading it again.
That's unrequested downloads. So that's something that you would not click on then.
Yes, yes. They're going to actually stop all that.
Well, that makes it interesting because, well, you can automate downloading of the Windows updates, right? They're still not going to stop. They're not going to stop that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's actually a feature that's a bug, sort of, in Mozilla that if you click on, you want to open, like, a MIDI file.
Right.
It'll say, do you want to save this or do you want to not ask me again? And you say, don't ever ask me again. I always wanted to open with this default application. If you try that with an EXE file, it won't let you do that every time. Every time, it will always ask you what you want to do with it. And that's a really good thing. Try that with Internet Explorer. It'll just be fucking opening whatever you want.
That's good. I wonder if that unrequested download thing, is that just from web pages?
I believe so. Because
if there's an application on your computer that goes and requests something, if you don't have a firewall, then it's going to automatically get it.
Yes.
Right, okay. If they don't fucking ask this way, they fucking ask that way, right?
Oh, they love fucking you in the ass, buddy. That's what they do. All right. Your turn, bud.
My turn. Okay, yes. The IRAA wins over iMesh in court. This is really a very important judgment right here. In a court settlement with the Record Industry Association of America and iMesh, the software company agreed to pay $4.1 million for copyright infringement. Previously, U.S. courts have ruled that software companies are not liable for what customers do with the software. iMesh is an Israeli software company who created software for users for search and download music files. The software, which is similar to Kazaa, has been downloaded more than 75 million times. Also, as part of the settlement, iMesh has agreed to change the software so that it can no longer be used to download music illegally, which, how do you do that? This last settlement is seen as a victory by the IRAA. This is how the court system works. They hammer and hammer on one issue until they get something they like. They have something, a judgment that they like.
Yeah.
Then they fuck everybody else. This is how this would work with tobacco companies, and this is what they're trying to do with the food companies right now, Burger King and McDonald's. This is really shitty. If I give you a knife for Christmas, or you go buy a carving knife to carve, I don't know, chickens or whatever, and you go kill 15 people, whose responsibility is that?
Oh, according to America, that's the knife manufacturer, buddy.
Exactly. Why would
only
you sell a
knife? Only the guy that invented the knife.
The knife, yeah. It's like, yeah, who's responsible? There's no such thing as personal responsibility. You can download music legally through that. You know, if I write music, if I put my music on there, you can download that. And of course, we all know it's meant to download music illegally. Of course, it's meant to do that. But there's other applications for it. It's the user's responsibility for that. It's like if you go to a tobacco shop, you could buy a bong. Okay? You could buy that. Everybody knows that's used to smoke pot out of. But you could buy for tobacco purposes. This is the same thing. We all know it's used to smoke weed, but it's legal. You can buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a bad case, the way it ended up, and I think it's going to go downhill from here with the download music. So I just say jump on IRC and fuck the applications. And IRC is for Linux and Microsoft portability. Mm-hmm. So.
And if you become real good friends with me, I might even share some of my legal music that I have on my computer.
And legal television shows.
And legal television shows. Legal television shows.
Legal. And some not legal, right?
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Okay.
Wouldn't know the first thing about illegal. You know, actually, I know all about it. Because everyone here that's listening to this fucking show has used Causer or a version of some kind of peer-to-peer to download illegal shit. Just like we all know, I've never actually seen anyone use a bong to smoke tobacco.
Me neither.
You know, shitload of bongs. I'm sure the people that own the bongs are probably really pissed if you actually put tobacco in their bong.
Yeah, and I've never seen somebody smoke tobacco out of a hookah either. So, just say that. Since we're sharing our illegal activities with everybody.
Yeah, might as well.
I steal porn passes and download porn from sites I've never paid for.
And he doesn't share this with me, and that's what's wrong.
I'm clearing myself because I do feel, a special something with the listeners, all one of you. And I want to share that so I can get over my addiction with porn. And
yeah. It's not an addiction if you like it.
What's not?
Yeah,
I'm just going to start shooting up heroin again, right?
I love me some heroin. Actually, I've never even seen heroin. But anyway, yeah. Moving on to a more intelligent conversation. Big-ass fucking article. Caution, your email isn't private. Now, we all know this.
Really?
Everyone knows this. Email, not private.
No.
But Wall Street Journal guys need to know this. It says, watch what you write online. That's the message from privacy advocates in the wake of a recent federal appeals court ruling that accorded emails less protection from intrusion by snooping than other types of communication. Like, they have to get permission from a judge or whatever to wiretap you. With email, they don't really have to. And a lot of people use email because they think it's more anonymous than phone calls, but it's really easy to trace. What they pretty much have decided, that when I send obfuscated an email, per se...
You said it right.
And it goes... Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
All right. When I send him an email, like, we all understand this, it goes from my computer to Bell South's computer to whoever's computer to whoever's computer to his computer. And if it's on some computer in the middle, just for that brief moment that it's there while it's being sent, they can go to that computer and just look at it. And that's legal now. And that's not really all that good. So then they go on and they talk about Gmail, how it peruses your email to see what kind of ads they're going to serve you. Google people are very adamant about privacy, and they said that no person does it. It's just a computer looking for stuff for ads. And I use Gmail. If I was doing illegal stuff, I probably wouldn't use Gmail, but that's something to think about. And then it goes on to talk about AOL holds deleted emails in a special folder on your computer for several days so that customers can undelete them. Afterwards, they are purged after a certain amount of days. And Verizon says it purges the content and subject of deleted email hourly, so it logs information about the sender and the recipient. That's something to think about.
You know, if I send you a letter in the mail, they cannot open it, right? Not that I know of, right?
It depends.
If they have suspicion.
Yeah.
Don't they have to contact you first with a warrant?
I don't know about real mail. Like, if you're in the military, they can censor the fuck out of your mail.
Yeah, it's basically like being in prison, they can do that, too.
And in prison, they can do that also.
Right. This whole email thing...
I'm not sure about regular people.
So they just have to have some suspicion, like, we think Droops is picking his nose a little bit too much lately, so we're going to read his email.
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh.
How do you know I pick my nose?
I'm not looking through your window right now.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, that's really shitty. Really shitty. How? So all the like dirty things I sent, like when I'm stalking girls, which I've learned to do the like rotate the women in my stalker list because it becomes a little bit too it gets boring after like about 3 years of doing it. So I rotate once a month. I got a list of like 20 chicks, and I stalk them. So you tell me each email they can intercept it and read it.
Yeah.
Huh.
On a whim.
On a whim.
Not that it's like, I mean, if anybody that wanted to tap my phone from the government could probably get a warrant really easy.
Right.
I mean, they don't really have to have proof. They can just kind of make up proof.
Exactly. What about encryption? What if the email I sent you was encrypted?
See, I believe that if you decrypt things, like, I'm not really up on my encryption. It says to encrypt your email. I've never actually encrypted it because I never sent anything that I needed to.
Right.
But isn't that against the law to, you know, break a encryption? Like people that are modding Xboxes and things like that or, you know, breaking the Microsoft.
I do not know enough about that, but I'm just going to use common sense on this one.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem... If it's yours, well, if you have Xbox, you can do anything you want with it.
No fucking shit.
Yeah, if you own something, if I own a car, I should be legally able to. Well, there are laws against that actually, but I'm not going to use that because you know motor vehicles are on the road and they can kill people. There's actually laws against modding your cars to a certain extent.
Yes, but you can still mod it in your garage all you fucking want if you don't use it on the road.
Right.
Or
if I have a television, I want to mod it into a fish tank. It's my fucking television, and it's my spare time that I'm wasting not getting laid. So I can do that.
Yeah.
If you have an Xbox, you can do that. Now with mail, I'm pretty sure you can do that. I think the only thing of encryption I think is illegal is transferring overseas. That's the only thing I know of. It might be different, but that's the only thing I know. But so if I sent you an encrypted email, you know, Droops, you know, murder tonight, you know, send that to you, and it's encrypted, and they catch it in this, this midway point. I guess it depends on how serious an offense they. Now, if they're filtering for keywords, they're not going to find anything. They're just going to skip you. Then again, they must also might say, "Oh, this is encrypted. We have to know what it is." Now, can I legally just break that? That is what I want to know. Can I just legally break that code, read it before? And what are they going to do? Encrypt it again and send it back to Droops? It's like,
you know what we ought to do? Ought to ask the listeners to write in and tell us, because we have no idea.
Yes, write in and tell us about anything you know about encryption, and also send your girlfriend's panties.
Or if you want to hear your voice on the radio, record yourself, and we'll play it.
Yes, we'll play and send your girlfriend's panties with that, too, please.
Obfuscated over here is doing all the editing and the mixing and whatever, so send in all kinds of shit, and he'll play it.
Chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka. That's right.
All right. What kind of laptop do you have? Do you have a laptop?
Who, me? No. I have laptop.
Hey, if you ever had a laptop, you're ruining my fucking story.
Yes, I have. I've had a laptop.
Who made it?
Dell?
Dell. Now, who designed that Dell? And what company manufactured it?
Like 15 different companies, probably.
No fucking clue.
Yeah.
I have an IBM. Who made my IBM? Who made the HP that I sold some fucking stupid idiot at the store today?
It was probably made in 15 different places.
All right. I'm reading this article. It's PCs are not just made in Asia. We all know they're made by some random nameless corporation in Asia.
Dell uses, actually, before you go on, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Okay, buddy.
Dell uses, the company I used to work for used to praise Dell and used to want to be like him. So I'm in the bathroom taking a shit, right? And there's magazines. I start reading them, and there's this, like, bookmarked page, and there's one is this trade magazine. And it just shows how Dell uses prisoners to build their computers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Go fucking figure, huh? Yes, they use prison labor. Because, you know, prisoners do get paid, but it's very fractioned. It's like, they've made, like, 15 cents an hour, maybe?
Yeah.
This is what I've read. So it might be true, and it might not be true, but they use prisoners to build the computers, and so that's actually the day before I quit, because I realized, you know, I'm a prisoner, massa. I don't have to take these chains anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
Well, thank you, buddy. Well, they used to, you know, Mr. Hewlett, Mr. Packard would say, hey, nameless company in Asia, I want you to make this computer for me. And they would say, okay, here's the computer we put together. Well, so you have five companies in Asia now doing this, just as an example. One of those companies wants to get ahead of the others. So what are they going to do? What's the next step other than building them? The next step is designing them. This article has brought to light that many PCs are not even designed by the company that's selling them. There's a group of companies, they're called ODMs in business speak, which is original design manufacturers. And they design, manufacture, and put another company's name on their product to sell it. Circuit City is also now doing this. They're selling electronics under some brand that's not called Circuit City, just like Walmart does it with Great Value, I think is their brand.
And I'm saying Coca-Cola.
They don't have to pay another company for their stuff. Like, their HP's buying it from somebody in Asia and then selling it to Circuit City. Well, Circuit City's now buying it from that company that HP's buying it from. Looks different. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because the company I used to work for built computers for the neighboring parishes, that's counties everywhere else in the country, to schools. We made like a couple hundred a day. And, of course, the cases came from one place. The motherboard came from Intel, and so did the processor. And then all we would do is just build them, stick our name on it, and send it out. With the monitors also, we get the monitors from ViewSonic and from NEC. And then over the NEC logo, we stamp on ours. Not with a hot stamp, I guess that's what you'd call it, but a sticker, basically. I just like stick it on there and bring it out there. It's like, and also, the boxes that we shipped them in were boxes that we got designed. So what we would have to do is we would take the monitor out of the box. It came in, ViewSonic, and put it into that box, another box. Now, this is illegal. Well, it's not illegal, but it's against company policy for most of these manufacturers to do this, which I've always wanted to just call these companies and tell them what the company I was working for was doing. The legal way to do it is they did this also. They did it both legal and legal. What you call the company, ViewSonic, say, listen, I have a company. We manufacture computers, and we want to sell your monitors. They was like, okay. And he said, yes, I want to buy 500 monitors, and they have a limit with which you could buy a month. Not a limit, but they say, to do this for us, you have to buy 500 monitors a month. And you'd be like, okay, I can do that, 500 more a month. And what they'll do is they'll put your name on there, stick it in a box with your name on it, but you never did anything. We wouldn't even take it out of the box. We would get it and put it in the warehouse and then ship it out. So realize when you go buy things that's why I've never been shy to buy Walmart brand stuff, because I know they're made by another company. You know, Walmart doesn't have a special factory. It's like, yes, this is our canned peach department. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they do. A lot of companies do this. A lot of companies do that. And a lot of people don't know it, so now you're aware, and now forget about it.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, I have
an article for us, buddy?
Yes. Microsoft now owned your skin. Yeah, kind of.
My skin?
Yes. This is out of a sci-fi movie. It really is. And this is, when you hear this, you'll know where this stuff comes from later on in the future when you actually have to use this technology. The United States government granted Microsoft a patent for human skin on June the 22nd. Bill Gates didn't... Let me skip this. The patent was actually for the use of the body... for the body and transmission of electrical data. But the software giant's most recent attempt to broaden their intellectual property base still seems like it could come from a science fiction novel. The proposal primarily reserves the right to develop the use of human body as a channel for passing electronic data between devices. The patent also includes the right to use sweat as electrical conduit. Microsoft envisions using the human body's conductive properties to link a range of electronic devices, from cell phones to pagers to personal digital assistants. But as the scientific community at large speculates on the future uses of this patent, as well as the validity, Microsoft claims it has not yet discussed its potential and that the technology does not currently link to any particular products currently in development. And that's the end of that article. This is... Isn't that some crazy shit?
How do you... like, I understand patenting and things like that. And, like, if I build a radio and I'm the first guy like Marconi, who came up with, like, the Marconi radio,
uh-huh.
and he patents it, and, well, that's a different story. But that's one thing. But if you, like, how do you copyright something or patent something that's with a person's skin?
That's the thing I don't understand.
Like, how do you patent, like, death by electrocution?
Like, exactly. This is what it is. You're running, you're patenting the use of a technology inside someone's body. So.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know, I guess it's kind of the, like, medical stuff. Like, you can patent, like, a procedure.
No, but the only thing I have to have against this is that, say, it goes over well. Everybody has IRQs in their fucking nutsack. Okay?
Yeah.
And, ooh. And you want to. And say you want to use Linux. You can't because it would be infringing my Microsoft's patent. So only Microsoft can run this electricity. This is electricity. This is not the operating system. Say if somebody wants to come out with a transistor radio that does the same thing. They can't. They have to pay Microsoft.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's
Microsoft
true.
Just built a big-ass dumpster so people could throw money at it. That's what they just did. It's, you know, as a business perspective, it's genius what they come up with. This is the kind of stuff you think about when you're high and eating at Waffle House. It's like,
I wish they'd be more innovative with software, not just business procedures.
I know, it just seems like these ideas they come up with is just, you know, you smoked all kinds of fucking pot and you're like, dude, wouldn't it be cool if you could run a laptop from your nuts? That's the kind of thinking this is. Oh my God, I can't believe that actually a patent and it was granted. This is not patent pending.
Yes, it was granted.
Man.
Alright, I typed that in the show notes. We're going to have some good show notes.
Really?
Yeah, I'm
we have show notes. We have show notes? I feel respectable.
Well, you know, I might even put a link or two in there.
As respectable as I can feel.
All right, moving on. Wi-Fi. Do you got Wi-Fi at your house?
No, I don't.
Well,
yes, I do.
Okay, we do. Well, look, I've got Wi-Fi also. Wi-Fi, it's called wireless fidelity. That's what it's short for. And it's supposed to free the world from wires that bond people to their desks.
I like wires.
Yet a large number of people embracing Wi-Fi has begun to cause problems. Consumers who are once delighted to go wireless are now complaining of Wi-Fi's slow speeds, limited reach, dropped connections, yada, yada, yada. This guy, Rob Enderle, he's the president of Enderle Group, a technology advisory firm in San Jose, California, actually is quoted as saying, there's a lot to like about Wi-Fi, but there's also a lot that needs to be fixed. That's a quote. This guy is the president of an advisory firm. This guy doesn't know his head from his ass. Like, the color black's my favorite color, and it's also dark. Like, okay, who cares? You said nothing important to anybody.
Oh, that's great.
Everything needs to be fixed. That's why there's called improvements. There's improvements on fucking everything.
And this also brings up another a point. Is every show we're going to have this is you, your idea.
What?
The quote?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm totally not even paying attention to what you're saying.
Oh, I love you, too.
I thought you were just going to be, like, blathering on. We're going to start doing, like, a stupid fucking quote. And granted, sometimes it's going to be something that I say or something that Obfuscated over here says. But this guy, like, he just said nothing. He used a whole paragraph to say nothing. And moving on down the line, it says, if a consumer has Wi-Fi access point and his neighbors do too, 9 out of 10 times they're all on the same channel, stepping on each other. This is true because most people, we all know, more driving, more walking, more flying, whatever. Most people don't understand how to set up their access point. go buy an access point. Go buy yourself a Linksys one. Go buy yourself a Netgear one. And see if in there it tells you in any documentation that's important on setting it up that you need to change that number or that you need to not send out your SSID or things like that. It doesn't. Call Linksys tech support. They're in the Philippines. They don't know a goddamn thing. They don't speak fucking English. And Linksys is like a big name.
Yeah.
I quit selling their shit. It's crap.
Yes, this also brings another point. This is just the crux of technology. Wi-Fi is fairly new. Fairly.
Yes.
And it takes some time to get integrated into society, as all technology does. It's going to take time for, of course, you know, the public to get used to it. You know, the public still is getting used to DVDs, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And the thing about technology is that when something comes out, once somebody gets used to it, it becomes obsolete. You know, think about this. I remember cassette tapes when I was growing up. I don't know anything other than cassette tapes growing up. But then again, I just found this out recently. They were only around for like 10 years. Think about that. Only 10 years. And so was CDs. CDs came out around, marketed in around 85.
Mm-hmm.
And around, which they had actually, CDs actually had a longer lifespan than tapes, cassette tapes.
Yep.
And now they're going, actually, they're being obsolete, cut out by DVD mm-hmm. audio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from a sound engineer perspective, CDs never grasped the point of using stereo correctly. You know, if anybody listens, knows anything about sound, you know that they don't even use stereo all that greatly. Now they're going to go into 5.1?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to use 5.1 now. So, you know, before we get a chance to use the full capability of it, we move on to the next thing. And Wi-Fi is going to be like that, where they're going to come out with something else right before whenever I get used to it. You know, as soon as you get everything set up and your grandma's, you know, set up her SSID correctly, you have to get something else.
All right. Continuing on with Wi-Fi. Unless you're not done.
I'm done blabbering, sir.
All right. Wi-Fi burst on the scene 2 years ago with the promise of freedom, surf, internet anywhere. But consumers and companies quickly learned it wasn't so easy. Okay. I get people coming in the store all the time thinking that if they get Wi-Fi on their laptop, they can be driving down the road and get on the internet. You can't. You're an idiot. And then people will point at the Toshibas and be like, well, there's satellite on it. And I'm like, that's the model. It doesn't talk to satellite. Anyway, keep on going. People with large houses who wanted an access point in every room often had to buy, or have access in every room, often had to buy two access points.
Then they get canceled.
Companies usually had to buy many access points to cover an office or production facility. One, something new comes out, like a new thingamajigger comes over out tomorrow, and it's $1,000.
Who makes
it? Will be 100 people waiting at the door to buy the thingamajigger for $1,000, and in the business world, they're called early adopters. Because mm-hmm. they're going to go buy that motherfucker, and it's not going to work. It's not going to be great. They're the people that fucking bought into DVD minus R, which they're fucking pissed. They spent their money on it. They're people that, like myself, that bought an old fucking, or not an old fucking, bought an awesome fucking PDA. Now I have this big old fucking horse PDA I've had for like a year and a half.
Oh.
It doesn't have built-in Wi-Fi. It doesn't have built-in, thanks to the sound. It doesn't have built-in Bluetooth. But I was an early adopter. That's the price you have to pay. And if my production facility, I'm worried about it having Wi-Fi, you're an idiot if you have a production facility that you're not using something that hasn't been tested for 10 years. Like, it's a production facility. It's not something you run off the sheet, you know, your ass.
I can't.
So those people can just suck my nuts. Anyway.
Suck the nuts. Okay.
Then there's a bright side to this whole thing.
There is?
These two companies, Motola, Stanford, Connecticut, have working on a semiconductor this fall that's going to double or triple the range of Wi-Fi access points. And Ergo Networks, which is in Palo Alto, California, is using a system that they've come out called MIMO, M-I-M-O. It's multiple input, multiple output. And it's going to use multiple antennas going to one access point, which is going to, so you don't have to have access. What's that when you extend your wireless internet?
Extension cord?
No. When you have two access points that are
right.
Working together. But that's kind of silly because you're going to have to wire those antennas that are reaching in there.
Right.
But it's still a really good idea for, like, a company because it's a pain in the ass to set up. Like, I want to link this access point here and link this access point over there, mm-hmm. and I want to move seamlessly through this. So that's actually a really good idea that someone had and moving up with.
Cool.
Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Next. Okay. okay. If you're a member of PETA, People for Eating the Taste of Animals, you should lower this because this next article has to do with animals. News.com reports that companies are exploring how to use molten silicon designer molecules and even protein globules from cows as data storage media. The media made by nanochip using molten silicon called Ovonic, I think, media, is similar to CDs or DVDs, but can store more data because the tools for reading and writing could potentially be 25 times smaller. Nanochip demonstrated a 1-inch square chip, a material that can contain a terabit of data. A ZettaCore.
1-inch square.
Yeah. ZettaCore has
cube,
created a complex.
Square.
Huh?
Not cube, square.
Huh?
Cube, which is like three-dimensional, square is just flat.
Yes. Sorry. ZettaCore has created a complex molecule that can retain or release up to 8 electrons, exhibiting a voltage level that can read as data. And thus, each molecule can represent 4 bits of data. Another company, Nanomagnetics, uses a magnetic core surrounded by animal protein and can also achieve a terabit of data per square inch.
Ooh.
Now, this is great. This is great, and of course, you know, there's going to be a whole uproar about this from the, you know, the animal rights people, which we know need to drink Kool-Aid, as they say.
Some fucking blood out of a good steak.
Exactly. And what...
Put hair on your chest.
What I love about the PETA people is that, especially, may I say this, liberals on the far left side, is that, you know, Hollywood is filled with them, okay? But
yeah.
I guess most of them don't know that film is made from made from animals. Yes, a celluloid. At least it used to be. I'm not sure if it does anymore, but it was for a really long time. Made from horses. And it was made from horses. And you see them on film making $20 million a year, you know, preaching their don't kill animals. Eat vegetables, you know, while they're, you know, being filmed on dead horses. That's my evil laugh.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think it's a good idea. I think what's going to happen later on is that, this is not from the article, this is from just me talking common sense, that they're going to wind up having to do this synthetically. That's going to happen. Usually that happens later when they use, animal proteins or any parts of animals to do anything technology-wise, that's what's going to happen. They're just going to do it synthetically. So, you know, PETA can calm down a little bit and go back to eating tofu. Next.
Why are these people taking dead animals and saying, there's a dead cat in the road. I wonder if we could put a terabyte of storage space in it.
I know. Where did they get this? Well, this kind of thing's been going on a long time. I just want to know the first person who did this. He's like, dead cat. Let me stick a probe up its ass and see what happens.
Excellent. All right, moving on. I got one.
You do?
There's this little shitty operating system. It's called Lindos.
Lindos?
Anyone ever tried Lindos? Lindos.
Okay.
Ows. Don't know what I'm saying. Lindos. Lindos and Microsoft just settled. Microsoft sued Lindos because Lindos is obviously a take off of Linux and Windows. And obviously, the guy that started Lindos, can't remember his name, he did mp3.com for a while, didn't call it like Windux or anything, or like Winix or anything that's really in the Linux name, because the Linux community really has no money and probably wouldn't give a shit. Microsoft, of course, is like, oh no, you're selling shit at Walmart and it says Lindos and people are thinking it's Windows. And, you know, it's not like they have any like symbol of quality with their brand, but they're protecting their brand to the death. anyway, Microsoft sued them. Windows is like, yeah, a window is like a windowing operating system. And, like, I have windows in my computer room, and I can see through them to my neighbor's house. And you can't really patent that. But Microsoft had to settle, and actually, after suing Windows, had to pay them $20 million to buy the Windows name. When this settlement was reached, Windows, the shitty little operating system company, had $5 million in the bank. Now they're up 15 and about to get another 5 in August. I think that's really funny. You know, they're going to start calling themselves Linspire.
What's really cool about that is I was about to read the same article after you.
Were you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad I read it, you son of a bitch.
Ooh,
you got anything to talk about it?
Huh?
You got anything to say about it?
Yeah, I do. The loophole around this is just you can't start a company based on another brand name's name. You just can't do that. It's
I'm going to start an electronics company, and I'm going to call it after my uncle Anthony. I'm going to call it Tony. We're going to make really good TVs.
No, but there is a loophole around this. If you do it in parody, that's the only thing you can make fun of anything. If just as long as it's parody, you can use the name or anything close. You can use Microsoft and make a parody out of it. And just as long as it's a parody, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And which makes sense because Windows, the Linux, is a parody of Linux and Windows. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they didn't use that defense. It's a piece of shit. I've actually worked on one. It's shitty.
Yeah, I tried to download it off of Kazaa, and never got all the way through doing it.
Yeah, it's really shit. I didn't use it more than 10 minutes, and I like, get out of here. I think it uses its own package management system. I know it uses RPMs also, but it's just real shitty. But it's also a parody of both of those Linux and Windows.
Mm-hmm.
The operating system is funny, so. You know, good. You know, I wouldn't be rooting Microsoft, but good for them. Fuck Windows. Okay.
Well, Windows has a lot more money than you do now.
What's that?
Windows has a lot more money than you do now.
Man, my neighbor's cat. My neighbor's
cat. That's kind of cool.
My neighbor's cat has more money than I do.
My dog probably costs more to cure from all his diseases than I have.
Okay, next. The popular iPod music player would soon be a tool for higher learning. Duke University in North Carolina has inked a deal with Apple Computer to provide free iPods to 1,600 incoming freshmen. Duke will get iPods at a discount, then give them away this fall. iPods are generally used to store and listen to MP3 music files, blah, 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 but school officials say students will be able to listen to lectures or practice a foreign language. Okay. Each iPod will be loaded with a school's fight song. Oh my God! And academic.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What is the Duke fight song?
We get free iPods. An academic count. Okay. Each iPod. Damn you for interrupting me. Each iPod will be loaded with the school's fight song, an academic calendar, and campus information. Duke, what? It's basically an information directory on the iPod. Duke is the first school in the country.
These kids are smart enough, I really think, to learn the fight song and remember their calendar, huh?
Oh, yeah, or you get beaten, I think. Duke is the first school in the country to provide free iPods. Apple has sold more than 4 million iPods since their debut 3 years ago. So they're basically bribing. Duke, I don't know anything about universities, but I hear Duke all the time, so I think they're good.
Well, I think Duke's really good. They had like a... When I was in seventh grade, they had this thing, it was like the Duke Scholars, mm-hmm. and they took the kids that did good on the little standardized test. I was one of them. I was the only guy at my school of like 200 people.
Would you blow? Did you get a free iPod?
And I didn't get a free iPod, but I got to take the ACTs when I was in seventh grade.
Hmm.
And boy, did I feel like a fucking little nerdy kid, because I'm coming there with my big old calculator, and there's all these high school kids trying to go to college.
Don't feel bad.
I was a little seventh grader there taking a test with them.
I got to be a member of the Beta Club, and I got fucking so picked on so much. I did bad in school just to get out of that fucker. What's interesting is that Duke is a good school, at least I've heard, and they have to give away things to be an incentive to go there. What's next? Son, if you join our school, my wife will give you head. What more is this? And it's only for 1,600 students. So who's the one kid who doesn't get one? Is he pissed? Would you be pissed? It's like if your friend joined, Duke, and he's like, dude, I got a free iPod. I'm like, I got a brochure.
See, that kind of takes the coolness away from the iPod because all the freshmen are going to have one.
Yeah. And all the seniors have got tape recorders.
And they're going to be walking around listening to their iPods and not, like, conversing.
Do you really think they're going to tape lectures on it? I would record my girlfriend saying dirty things to me while I'm in French class.
Oh, that's cool. I took German. You can't say romantic things in German.
Yeah, true.
But
can you do the rest of the show in German?
Ich spreche Deutsch. Ich spreche keine Deutsch. Is that how you say it? I speak no German.
I don't know. I know how to say dirty things in a Sicilian. That's about it.
I had a roommate from Portugal, and not Portugal, from Brazil, spoke Portuguese.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And,
they actually speak Portuguese in Brazil, mostly. Well, it's actually,
that's
I think,
it's,
isn't it like half and half? Some of them speak Spanish, the Brazilian form of Spanish, and some of them speak, the rest of them speak Portugal, actually.
Yeah.
I noticed because I listen to a lot of Sepultura, and I know that from them. Okay.
Excellent, buddy.
Excellent. Information that you don't give a shit. No one gives a shit about.
No one gives a shit about what language they speak in fucking
Brazil. Unless we have Brazilian listeners. And if that, then I don't know how to speak Portuguese. Anyway.
Oh, I forgot. It was a long time ago. Anyway, if you're from a Brazilian listener and you know a guy named Ricardo... What's his last name? Sorry, it was a C. Say hi to him for me, all right?
The search is on for Ricardo C.
All right, moving on to the next article. Now I'm standing on my front porch smoking a cigarette, so you're going to have to bide with me.
I'm on my fourth one, by the way.
And we're actually counting how many cigarettes he smokes during the show. This is my first. And like I said, our show is brought to you by cigarettes.
Yes.
They don't know it, but whatever. Big Tobacco, go Big Tobacco. They run our government anyway. Walt Disney, Time Warner Incorporated, formed a partnership with several big technology companies to create a content management system that will allow consumers to play videos and other digital content on a wider variety of equipment. Now, it's going to list all these companies, and we're going to go through, and we're going to say what they're providing. IBM, they're providing computers, they're providing storage for all this kind of stuff, blade servers, things like this. All right, then we've got Intel.
They're providing processors, things like that. Some Matusha, whatever, electronic company, they make Panasonic stuff. They're providing things that are going to be playing the digital media. Sony, Toshiba, same thing. Then Microsoft is in there. Guess what Microsoft is bringing to the plate? DRM, digital rights. Isn't that great? It even seems like you're doing something good, like fighting for your rights, man. You're fighting for your digital rights. Digital rights are not good. Under the new system, a consumer buying a DVD would be able to show it on several machines, such as a home computer, a home entertainment system, and a portable movie player. You can do that fucking now. I can download a show on fucking Kazaa. And I can watch it on my home computer, my home entertainment system, and my iPod.
Because you're a girly man.
My iPad. But, no, they're changing all this. Copies could also be made, just like I can do right fucking now. But the technology, the DRM, would set limits on the usage. Individual studios, for example, would be able to specify limits based on time that a movie might expire after, say, 90 days. Or on the number of viewings, say, like 20. Those limits are being worked out by studios, but the system will also be able to accommodate different limits for different movies.
Hmm.
Oh, that's not going to confuse any fucking idiot down the street. One downside, consumers may find the disparities confusing at first, but more likely will get used to it in a variety of ways. They've adjusted to different rules at various video rental companies. Okay, that's
a load of shit. Like, if I buy something, it's fucking mine.
That's a rule. That's what you have to fucking deal with. If you buy a fucking masterpiece of a painting, and now they're saying you can only show it to four people, and after that, it's just going to burn up.
It's going to catch yourself on fire, right?
That's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, man. People can't grasp the concept of fucking regions, let alone this.
And I'm sure they're going to price fix this shit, so it's just going to fuck you over every time you want to watch a DVD. You're like, oh, we watched it 16 times, we can't watch it again. We're going to have to watch this one because we can watch it 15, and we have one more to watch.
You remember VHS? That was cool, wasn't it?
VHS? Oh, yeah.
Remember VHS?
You get two VCRs, you get a copy.
Yeah. Wasn't VHS so cool? You pop it in, you play it. Everything was beautiful. Yeah, if I'm a movie geek, so if you want a film that was made in Asia, you can order that, and not have to worry about it if you're fucking, you don't have to worry about downloading a hack for your fucking DVD player. And the thing about it, I've hacked my DVD, I fixed my DVD player to be on, play all regions.
Yeah.
But now my subtitles fuck up. Like, I'll be watching a movie, pause it, come back, push play, subtitles are on there now. It just presses buttons automatically for me. Thank God for that, right?
But the best thing about all this content management stuff, this DVD that you're going to buy that you can only watch four times or whatever, it's going to be broken. Like, it's not. There's going to be a way around all this little DRM shit, and everything's going to be cheaper for all those people that don't give a fuck. We're going to be able to buy a DVD for $4 or whatever they're going to charge.
They've tried.
And then we'll be able to watch it forever.
They've tried this already. You remember, I don't know if anyone remembers this, but I think they were called DivX, okay? Not the not the decoder, but not the encoder, but it was actual disc that they were selling. The first time I seen it, well, 17 at Circuit City, and they were selling these discs. They were $5. They're called DivX, and they came in little packages, kind of look like DVDs. Do now you go in, you play, and you push in a code. And you're allowed to watch it. I think they gave you five viewings or something like that. And then it was unusable. Mm-hmm. That went nowhere. No one bought them. No one bought the fuckers. They were useless. They're coasters in Puerto Rico somewhere right now.
So when this DivX thing was coming out, and Circuit City, the greatest store in the world, was selling this shit, and people didn't buy it. What did they buy? They buy VHSs?
Yep.
Did they? So, if I can buy a DVD at Walmart right now for $12, and they come out with this new thing that I don't agree with, I'm going to continue buying that DVD for $12.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Are they going to? So this format is going to go fucking nowhere, because they're not going to stop selling DVDs and just switch to this format if no one wants to buy it.
It's too fucking confusing. What's going to wind up happening, retail stores are going to start packaging these things. Hopefully they don't do this side by side. So you go buy, mm-hmm. So you go find Kill Bill, and it'll have, like, you know, the real version, and then next to it is the $5 version that you can only watch two times. People are going to accidentally buy these and get fucked over. And there's going to be a whole lot of bitching, and they're going to have to drop it. Either way, it's going to go downhill. It's going to go the way of a mini disc.
That's right. All right, your turn, buddy. Pull up one.
Okay, we were talking before about cigarettes. And why do I love cigarettes? This is why. I have found the Holy Grail. This came out, this is from the Observer. Nicotine could be, where am I at right now? I'm sorry, I can't read right now. Nicotine, it could soon be could soon help as a treatment for schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's disease, as hyperactive disorders. Researchers show that the chemical that has addicted millions to smoking has a powerful impact on brain activity in patients who suffer from psychiatric and degenerative disorders. Some experiments have shown that nicotine can slow down the onset of Parkinson's symptoms. Others have revealed the power in controlling the hallucinations of schizophrenics. So basically, if you have a mental disorder, which I have a book full of them, they are beautiful.
Yeah.
They help you. They're here to help you. But they kill you sooner. So you have a trade-off. you take 10 or 11 years off your life, you live mentally happy, or you stop smoking and be a miserable fucking die at 120. You have a choice.
Hey, who sponsored this research?
Marlboro Lights? No. This is, let me read on,
The Marlboro Man.
You remember that? Him, they had this, PSA with him, the Marlboro Man riding on the back, and on the back, on the back of the horse he was riding, he had a fucking mm-hmm. breathing tank.
I don't remember that one. I don't watch much TV.
He had, well, this is when I was a kid. He had, emphysema.
Yeah, we didn't have much TV.
He had emphysema really bad. Who sponsored this? It's in a journal on Nature Medicine.
Okay.
It's done legitimate. I've heard this more than this. This is done by the doctor. I think this article is backed by Dr. Tony George of Yale University. This has been done by a few people. I've heard this on the radio a good bit. It's pretty much backed up. No one's going against it.
Well, that's cool.
It's true, which is, you gotta realize, nothing is all evil and nothing is all good.
Yeah.
The coffee I'm drinking right now is gonna, number one, it's making me overly hyperactive. I'm gonna be pissing like crazy after this show's over.
Road.
Yeah, it's not good for your heart.
I have a good buddy, he goes by Stickers, and he drinks more coffee. Like, I think coffee was in his bottle that his mom gave him. More coffee than anyone I've ever seen in my life. Like, we went to military school together. He was all the time getting his coffee pot confiscated because we weren't allowed to have cooking things. And this fucker's like 6'4". And, like, I'm not even 6 feet tall. And, like, this bastard drinks it all the time. I don't know. Anyway.
There's my shout-out to my buddy.
Coffee. He doesn't even listen to my fucking show. We should lynch him now since he don't listen.
His phone number is,
We should have an episode of, just giving away phone numbers and you just figure out who it is. Have a contest.
Yeah. Or call me, I don't care. My phone number, like, go do a Who Is on my fucking website. Not the hackermedia.net, that's not really me, that's Skizzle, but, on mine, it's really not hard to find. Read some source code, it'll tell you. And, or look at my profile at Benref. And, you can find my phone number really easy. Call me, say hi. It'll tell you my name, where I live.
You'll be at work and your phone call, how you doing? Are you naked?
Actually, I had to put pants on so I can come outside and smoke.
All right, here's something happy.
No.
I watch some TV every once in a while. It's the round. And I always see these ads for Vegas.com. You know, like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Well, the folks over at Vegas.com are known for helping out-of-towners find their way around Sin City by helping with reservations and, when asked, recommending various places to visit. But ever so often, answering requests has proven too tough a task to accomplish for the 100-plus workforce at the call center. One man called in asking for suggestions for a good pill bonsman. Four of his friends have been arrested for indecent exposure and public urination. Every so often, you get a good one, says Howard Leskovitz, president of Vegas.com. The call center is supported by Voice over IP protocol, which allows people to make calls over the Internet. The Greenspun Media Group, which runs the website, along with several adventures in Las Vegas, including the daily newspaper, The Las Vegas Sun. Once a lady called to inquire about how to get a job as a stripper for a few days. It seems the woman had been given the duty of planning a bachelorette party in the city and didn't have enough money left over to cover everything that had been planned. Now, that is a fucking bridesmaid. She's like, I don't have enough money for the party. I'm going to show my titties. I wish I had friends like that. Like, some of my friends, they'd be like, man, we only can get you a beer because we broke. I'm like, go to work. Whatever.
That's great, man. That's great. It's, yeah, Las Vegas. It is Sin City.
Been to Vegas one time. My dad and I drove through the strip just because we were driving through there.
Right.
Didn't stop.
See anything good?
No. It was like during the day there's a roller coaster that comes out of the sidewalk. That's cool.
Wait, there's people in this?
Yeah. Like there's just like a hole in the sidewalk and this roller coaster comes out of it.
That's pretty fucked up. Speaking of Las Vegas, speaking of Sin City, if you want to see some real sin, and Las Vegas is too glamorous for you. Come to New Orleans.
Oh yeah.
It is dubbed the city that Tommy forgot.
New Orleans,
or the Big Easy.
The nastiest fucking place.
It is
in the world.
You're muffled.
Oh, I'm sorry.
New Orleans is the nastiest fucking place in the world.
I swear, if you.
But it's great.
You walk down the street, especially in the quarter, you can smell the piss.
Yeah, that's the best part.
It is. And there's hookers on the side of the street. It's illegal, but hookers, I'm talking about hookers in the movies. I'm talking about the bitches with no teeth.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, blowjob. Yeah, nasty hookers, bars with people. You know, there's kind of like you've seen from the old film, The Wars, you know, the guy, you know, looking all down, drinking his drink, want to kill himself. It is the place that Tommy forgot, and it is the city of depression. It's full of just depressing. Everything goes. Everything goes.
Everything.
Everything. If you
can I tell a funny story?
Huh?
Can I tell a funny story?
No.
Uh-huh.
No class. Why are you asking me? It's your show.
Okay. Well, anyway, here's my story. I used to date this girl that I met from one of my gay friends who lives in Austin. And well, he's not really gay. He didn't say he's gay. Actually gay. Anyway.
Is his name Richard
girl.
C?
No. She's really into coke. I didn't know this, but then I found out, and she was still kind of cool. So we went to New Orleans together. She drove over from Austin, and I drove down from where I was going to school. And we got a hotel room with some of her friends who were there celebrating somebody's 21st birthday. Myself, I'm not old enough to go into a bar because I'm like 20. And we go out on Bourbon Street. And, of course, get into every bar I wanted to get into, spend all my money really fucking quick. And we went back because I never bring my wallet down there because I'm always afraid it's going to get stolen because shit like that happens really bad there. And we go back to get some more money out of my wallet. And there's these guys down the hall. They're like, hey, we're having a party. Come on down. So we go in there, and it's nothing but guys. And I'm thinking, oh, no, I'm at a party I don't really want to be at until the stripper comes in. And she actually didn't come in. She came out of the other room, and she'd been fucking the groom because this was a bachelor party. And then come to find out, these guys are all New Orleans Police Department, like had badges, had driver's license of people they had shot and kept their driver's license as a memento. They're all carrying guns, and they've got their little Crescent City badge.
Fucking right. Fucking right.
And we're like, this is fucking cool. And we're all getting drunk and fucking smoking weed and having a good little time. And they said, let's go out. Let's have a good time. So we left. And we went and got VIP treatment everywhere we went. We didn't have to pay for drinks. We didn't have to pay for nothing. Because these bastards would just be like, oh, my ID, and show them that badge. And they'd be like, y'all go on in.
Yeah. Louisiana is known for being the most corrupt politician and police state in the country, and it truly is.
One of these guys had a lot of coke on him, and they were all doing it.
Uh-huh.
And they drove a really, really, really nice Mercedes. And I'm thinking, you're just a little shit cop, and you've got lots of coke and a really nice car. I wonder what you're doing. We left this fucking, what was it called, Opulence, I think was the name of the,
right,
of
yeah,
the
yeah.
club.
Mm-hmm.
And we left there, like, we were out for the night. We were having a good time. We leave this place with all the windows, you know, painted black or covered up, whatever. And it is, like, 8:30 in the morning. There's, like, grandmothers walking down Bourbon Street looking at all the antique stores. And here's my drunk ass stumbling around. I lose the girl because she went with one of the cops somewhere, which is an inclination that she really didn't like me that much. And I go back to the hotel. I don't have any money. I don't have anyone's phone number. I can't even get into the hotel room to get my car keys because her friends aren't there. I get kicked out of the hotel for sleeping in the hall. Finally, I get my way. One of them opened the door after me banging on it repeatedly. Couldn't find her. Went and got my keys. Ready to go. I'm leaving the place, and I see her walking down the street. So I picked her up, and we left. And that was one of the best times I ever had in New Orleans. The girl thing kind of sucked, but the partying was par none. And the police took me out. Like, they were like, hey, let's go drinking.
Yeah, the police are pretty cool in New Orleans if you want to party with them.
Yeah.
Just don't get in their fucking way any other way because they'll knock you down any which way they can.
Yeah.
Yes, I've had.
And they have lots of power.
Yeah, lot more power than you could imagine. And the thing about it, if you go to New Orleans, don't go to Bourbon. Well, if you're going to get drunk, go to Bourbon. If you're going to go do.
Don't go to Mardi Gras.
Oh my God, no! But if you're going there to get drunk, go down Bourbon. But if you want to see the most oddest shit that you'll ever see, go down any other street in the quarter besides Bourbon. Bourbon is kind of like, you know, the party thing. If you want to see
go too far away, up north of Bourbon from the river.
True.
Because you're getting into the projects.
Right. Well, yeah, the thing's surrounded by projects, pretty much. Yeah. Go down Decatur Street. Decatur's where all the freaks hang out and all the people that, you know, if you want to see people that believe they're real-life vampires, Decatur Street's the one you want to go.
Oh, yes.
And I've sat and talked hours with these people. They're, like, the most fascinating people. They would recite history because, of course, they're, you know, 500 years old. They want to tell you about, you know, when they fought in the Revolutionary War.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, is it my turn or?
I don't know. Do something intelligent.
How do you do that?
All right, I got something intelligent. This is an article from Japan. Karul Saba, whatever his name is in an odd position. He's pushing a product that's eroding his company's most important stream of revenue. For the past several months, the salesman at NTT, which is the knife on telephone and telegraph, which is like their giant major corporation, he's been selling new service that routes calls over the Internet. This means the calls no longer travel over NTT's phone network, but the company makes most of its money. And it talks about how they're working on voice over IP. And then it said the smartest fucking thing that's been in this fucking newspaper ever. He says, if we only keep our present business, we're going to lose it anyway. He's trying to sign up customers for the new service at a trade show. The future, he says, is in Internet calling. Because businesses have to innovate. You can't sell the same fucking thing. If Ford was still selling the Model T, there wouldn't be a fucking Ford. You have to innovate. You can't, if you're the Recording Industry Association of America, you fuckers, you have to innovate to something the consumers like. And that's how you're going to make money. You have to keep moving in business. You can't just find one good system and keep at it forever.
I agree.
Yeah, anyway, that's something smart.
All right, I'm glad this is, you know, this is also going into that realm. Verizon Communications is expecting to soon launch a nationwide Internet phone calling service, marketing the largest traditional phone company yet to enter this growing market. Analysis and executives said recently. The nationwide service could be launched as soon as Friday, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. Verizon executives described the launch as immediate when asked for a timetable during the last public appearances. Verizon's plan to use the voice over IP technology, which shuttles calls over an unregulated internet rather than an expensive, heavily taxed, regulated traditional phone network. As a result, the plans are much cheaper than traditional dialed calls and offer the usual premium phone service like caller ID and for free. A broadband connection is required. Yes, they're gonna, and the article goes on to say the price is gonna be around $40, which is respectable. That's fine. I wouldn't sign up for this right away because, of course, there's always bugs. This also goes on. The article doesn't say this, but this makes me come to believe that the phone lines are heavily taxed. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
So is this going to be? Once the bells get into this. And
it's
other phone
taxed.
Companies, well, of course it's going to be taxed.
I mean, it's some sense.
Yeah, it's going to be taxed. And they're doing this over the Internet. And it'll make... Are they going to use this as a loophole to tax regular users for just using the Internet?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Right now, you know, they're... I don't know if they passed the Internet tax or whatever, but this could be a way to get in there. Because they're going to tax the phone companies for this. Then they could tax us for using the Internet, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm done.
So they're going to bring taxes on something that's making money for businesses.
They haven't said this yet.
Yeah.
Okay, they haven't said this yet now. This is me talking to my ass, but...
It makes fucking sense, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. It's coming. It is coming. Taxes for all.
well, they got to tax everything. Like this beer I'm drinking, I had to pay taxes on it.
Yeah.
You know, in Mississippi, the beer actually has a lesser alcohol content than Louisiana, per se.
Huh? Really?
They have to make, yeah. No one ever notices this, but trying to look on the bottle and see where it says it. Mississippi has a law that you can only sell a certain percentage alcohol content in your beer.
What is
unless
it?
It's imported.
Huh. So, like, Budweiser would have less alcohol content than
yeah.
Budweiser.
You can drink more if you come party at Ole Miss.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, back to liquor rotten brain cells. Highway 101, the well-trodden route connecting San Francisco and Silicon Valley, is known for its billboards that promote tech companies. But this month, an especially eye-catching ad popped up near Santa Clara, California, that generated some buzz among the local people, including press hounds at CNetNews.com. The billboard features a simple black and white letters and presents a web address in the form of a mathematical problem. The first 10-digit prime found in consecutive digits of E.com. And it's actually an ad for Google. They're trying to get people that can figure this shit out to go there and become employees. That's a really cool idea.
Yeah. Huh. And also, you can go to Google's website for the employment. They got the sweetest fucking... They have pictures of their office and what you get as an employee for Google... They tell you, like, oh, my God. You're sitting at your desk. You're working hard. You punch in, I don't know, you know, you call up somebody. You're like, yes, I'm feeling tensed at the moment. Please, I need a massage. They have a fucker on staff to give you a massage. How cool is that?
Yeah, I call up my boss, and I'm like, hey, I need a massage. And she's like, sell more city advantage.
Tell my boss that. What are you talking about, boy? You some kind of... One of those gay people. speaking of gay, are you done with the article or?
Oh yeah, buddy, you're up.
I don't have an article in front of me. I just want to talk about the whole You read the article about the Arnold Schwarzenegger comment, right?
Mm-hmm.
I find this is just so fucking stupid. Like, everybody knows California is just known for going overboard on everything. Supposedly,
Southern California.
Yeah, Southern California.
And San Francisco.
Yes.
I've actually been to Northern California, and it's kind of normal.
Yeah, and it's notably San Francisco is known for this. Supposedly, Arnold got up there, and called a bunch of lawmakers, not, you know, just girly men. Which, of course, is taken from the Saturday Night Live skit, Hans and Franz making fun of Arnold.
With Garth.
Garth, yes. Wayne's World, yeah.
Swing.
But, I can't believe, this is, talking about, political correct. He basically says, you know, I'm getting tired of this thing going on in our, at our Capitol, and I'm getting tired of these girly men. It goes into more detail than that, but he calls a bunch of lawmakers girly men. And the gay community is in arms. Oh my God! This girly man is talking about the homosexuals and making fun of them. I've never, in a conversation, I've lived in like six or seven states in my lifetime, all north, some north and some south, and I've never heard the term girly man used to describe a homosexual.
Yeah.
So I've come up with terms that describe homosexuals that are not girly men. Cocksucker. Faggot. Fudge packer. You got any?
You took the words out of my mouth.
Really? cum sucker. Any of those could be, if Arnold got there and says, you're a bunch of cocksuckers, be like, Arnold, calm down a little bit, you know.
Or women. That would be a cocksucker also.
True. Or cunt.
Much, if you put one in your mouth, you're pretty much cocksucker.
Right. I've used the term girly man because I love that sketch. That's like one of my favorite sketches of SNL of all time. That and the Jeopardy thing, but...
Yeah.
And I say girly man a good bit around work and everything. I've never used it to describe it. I wouldn't even ever think of that. Where do they come up with these complaints? Are they sitting at home and just watching? He's like, oh, we don't like Arnold. because he's a Republican, which in policy he's not.
That's right.
He's
that's
like
right.
In policy he's more like an old school Democrat.
Yeah.
An old school Democrat. And so the Republican is just a term they used just to elect him. But they're like, oh, we don't like him, so anything he says is offensive. The way he talks is offensive.
You know, I bet he would not have been elected governor if Gray Davis had been a Republican. Arnold Rand is a Republican. I mean, he is one in name alone.
Mm-hmm.
But people were tired of the Democrat leadership, mm-hmm. and they said, we want to change. Like, George Bush is not the best candidate for president. I like him. We're not getting into that. But he won because he was not a Democrat.
Right, I like him, too. But I wouldn't have voted for him if somebody else would have ran. Like, there was other choices. Yeah. I can't remember at the moment. There's a lot of choices that I would have made besides him.
Yes.
Besides him. But you can't just go along and just say, I hate Republicans. Or I hate Democrats.
That's right.
Well, then again, Democrats, yes, I can do that. Because their party seems to be going way more to the left-hand side than anything I've ever seen before. But let's not get into that. But
yeah, there's some crazy Democrats and there's some crazy Republicans. Like, there's
a representative named Ike Skelton from Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And he is a hardcore Democrat, been a Democrat, and he's been state representative for the longest time. And he's all pro-military. You know, he votes as a Republican, but he's a Democrat because the majority of the people in his district are Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll vote for him because he's a Democrat. Because there's a lot of people that pay no fucking attention.
Also, yes, and also there's Senator Byrd. I forget what, he's a Democrat, a former member of the Ku Klux Klan. That is right. Look that up. You can do it. A high-ranking member of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't vote.
Grover Cleveland really, really hated black people.
Oh, my God, yes.
Darky jokes, as he called them, darky jokes.
Yep, Grover Cleveland.
Has no one ever mentioned Grover Cleveland? I don't think so.
Okay, I'm thinking about somebody else then. Anyway, yeah, you can't vote for Republican or Democrat. You have to vote for the person in policy.
And you can't just vote on what they're saying right now. You have to vote on what they've done previously.
Right, right.
Because I can say, you know, I'm a really cool computer hacker, but if I don't fucking hack computers or do anything, you know, that would be in that thing, and I've never proven myself of any way, no one would believe me.
Correct.
I can't just go around saying that, but you can say that to the American people. Like, I can go to work and be like, I'm a computer hacker, and they're like, oh, no, we're going to call the police on you breaking into our computer. There's a whole shitload of idiot people that don't make up their minds on their own.
And they listen to too much news. They don't get enough news from different sources, and that's a problem. I've been reading a lot, the conservative media, this and that. You have to realize, most of these television stations are liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a study that came out, I think it was about a month ago, by a watchdog for the media. I think it was, don't quote me on this, because a higher percentage...
Well, I'm quoting you.
Huh?
I'm quoting you, buddy.
I think it's like a higher 80% or the 70% of the media are liberals. This is coming from the anchormen to the people who own the company.
Yeah.
Realize this. The only conservative that labels himself conservative is Fox News. And everybody bitches, everybody attacks them because, of course, they're like the lone dog in there. You know, there has to be some balance in your media. Yeah. Watch Fox. Then watch the Communist News Network. Oh, I'm sorry, CNN.
Well, go listen to Get a Shortwave Radio.
Yeah.
Which has been mentioned many times in radio shows like ours.
Right. You're kind of muffled.
Listen to Radio Cuba.
You're kind of muffled.
Oh, I'm sorry. And listen to Radio Cuba. It's like 600 or 666 or something. I can't remember what it was.
Really? Radio Cuba?
Yeah, you can listen to them. They broadcast a lot of shit in English.
No shit.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
When I come meet you one day, I'll bring my shortwave. We'll listen.
Yeah, bring me some of that because I'm sure Fidel's radio station is beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. And, There's a lot of people that wants us to be like Cuba. So, hopefully that won't happen. God forbid. There's a side of the political realm that wants everything to be done by the government. It wants mm-hmm. you to everything from your medical care to everything done by the government.
And that's wrong.
It's wrong, but it sounds good. It sounds beautiful. Okay, I break a leg, I go to the hospital.
Communism.
And it takes care of everything. Which you don't, that's a beautiful thought. It does not work.
There's one reason why it doesn't work.
Number one, because it's run by the government, number one. Okay, think about this. Think of all the public places that you've been to get things done. The DMV. They cannot run a fucking DMV correctly. Let alone provide you medical care. Number two, taxes. You think you're paying enough right now? You think you are paying enough right now? Try like 60%.
Try 80%. What's
yeah.
Canada?
The way, yeah, exactly.
Like 70 something.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. The way I see it is, if you feel that you have to give money to causes to promote your stuff, don't bitch about taxes and that you want more taxes. Donate the money.
Yeah.
If you feel that there should be hospitals that take care of all your medical expenses, Hollywood should get their money together and start one.
Yeah.
Stop whining about it.
That's right. That's very right.
Okay.
I actually have two things to say real quick.
Mm-hmm.
One, communism is an excellent system. But the reason, that's horrible to say. The reason it doesn't work, let's say I'm like, what's a shitty job? Like a pizza delivery guy.
Shut up.
That's an ass fucking shitty job.
Yes, it is.
And let's say every time I deliver a pizza, I get 75 cents.
Right.
But if I deliver the pizza faster and like it's still warm, I get a dollar. What am I going to do? I'm going to do a better job delivering my pizza so I get that dollar instead of that 75 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with communism, everybody's making 75 cents. There's no reason that you would want to do a better job, so you kind of get lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything gets shittier and goes downhill. That's why communism doesn't work. And the second thing, I figured out taxes, and I figured out a good way for the government to save money. And it would actually be the voice of the American people. We need to get rid of all these people that decide where our taxes go, and we need to make the IRS bigger. Because when they tax us, we write down beside our money that we get spent, and we put it in the taxes where it goes. And then people that are pro-military could put all their money into the military. And then someone that actually cares about giving a poor person, you know, that's just going to sit on their ass money for no fucking reason, they can just give their money away for nothing to these lazy-ass fucking people. And, I mean, it would take care of what the American people wanted to do.
Exactly. I'm libertarian. And the way I feel about it is that... there's too much government.
Oh, yeah.
Too much. Like, I personally feel that the school system should be privatized.
Oh, yeah.
Because most of you that live in rich states out there and have rich parents are going to, like, you know, say, you're bullshit, because you don't have to realize that the way that at least the people around me grew up. Where I went to school, we didn't have air conditioning. Right now in Louisiana, it's 100 degrees. We did not have air conditioning in our schools. We didn't have books of our own. We were using books that were 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The school was shitty. People were getting, you know, you heard of Columbine. People were getting shot at my school all the time. And because all the money generated from the state is not going to schools. It's getting the lined fat pockets. And mm-hmm. to buy Coke for strippers.
Excellent.
And when you privatize things, it makes competition.
Mm-hmm.
And competition makes quality. For the most part.
And this is coming from the boy from Louisiana, where Huey Long was the first government official to ever want to provide free textbooks for all students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened to him?
Yeah, he got shot.
They still have the bullet holes there. I go visit every once in a while. If you're in Louisiana, go check out the Capitol. Huh?
You can put your finger in the bullet holes.
Yep, they have this bullet hole still. What state would still have that? We're such a fucking morbid state.
And there's a great big-ass fucking statue of him looking at the state capitol. outside of it. And that's really cool.
How this fucker died is beautiful. He gets shot in the hallway of the Capitol, and then he runs, and these fuckers running after him.
Yeah.
Okay, no one was there to say help him out. No one, not the office clerk. No one was there to help him. These fuckers ran after him, and they ever find out? They got one lackey to take the blame for it, I think.
Yep.
If they ever find anybody to do it. So let's get off of politics.
Out of politics and out of Huey Long.
Hey, yeah.
You want to talk about some interesting news that's not crap? Let's talk about fashion. You like fashion? Are you a snazzy dresser?
I'm still dressing like Kurt Cobain, dude.
Okay, buddy. I listen to a lot of Jimmy Buffett, hence I wear a lot of flip-flops and
polo
shitty t-shirts. Yeah. Anyway, something I always thought was really nerdy, and so did the rest of America. I actually thought they were cool. I wish I had glasses like them. Are those polychromatic lenses that when you go outside, they turn dark, and when they go inside, they turn light?
Yeah, I saw them on television, yeah.
Yeah, you saw them on television, little ads. Well, they didn't work very well.
They don't? Okay.
And now they do. And they're actually coming in the style. Brad Pitt's wearing them, all this, that, and the other. And they're coming in new colors like blue, pink, purple. And they account for 13% of all lens sales right now.
Huh.
So go get some of these. They're cool now. And if you bought them, and you were an early adopter a long time ago, break them out and wear them.
So how long does it take to change?
A couple seconds.
No shit. Does it take a few seconds for your eyes to adjust to it, or?
Yeah.
It does?
I've never actually worn any, but supposedly they're getting pretty good. There's your fashion tip for everyone.
Cool.
Take off your black shirts, put on a Hawaiian shirt and some flip-flops, and get some photochromatic lens sunglasses and go outside.
It is summer, isn't it?
And geocache. It is summer.
Yes, it is summer. I got some news that's off topic. One of my arch enemies, Britney Spears. In another episode, I'll talk.
Oh, you're from Louisiana. You know her, right?
I've met her a few times, but when we were kids, actually, my dad and her dad are friends. But she's an arch enemy of mine, so I'll tell a long story about that later on.
Her uncle's president of a bank in Greensburg, Louisiana, and my brother works for him. And he's got pictures of, like, slutty whore Britney all over his office.
Yeah, 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 that's right.
It's kind of perverted until you find out he's related to her.
Yeah. And if you want to know how close me and her grew up, it's like, I grew up in Independence, Louisiana, and she grew up in Kentwood. But I'm not trying to brag, because she's my arch enemy. And any chance I can get to degrade her, I praise the holy log.
Would you marry her?
Would I marry her?
Yeah, just for like a day or so. You get to tap it.
I've got fucking no. That's like He-Man fucking Skeletor in the ass. Really, you know, it's like she's my arch enemy.
I've actually seen that on the internet.
Really?
No.
I'm getting a hard on right now. Anyway, I got this article. This is she's losing it, and people from where I'm from, Kentwood, where she's from, is known as the white trash capital. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
White
and they
trash.
Make water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they make water, too. And,
they got the recipe for water. They're like, a little hydrogen, a little oxygen.
We have come up with our greatest invention ever. Watering Britney Spears. So, yes, so she's burning out. Basically, her true colors of Kenwood, Louisiana are showing right through, and I'm so happy. Okay, here's this article. At 22, Britney Spears clearly believes that she can burn the candles at both ends without getting her fingers burned. But as this picture shows, and they have a picture of her, and she just looks shitty. She looks like the backwoods trailer trash she does. But as this picture shows, she couldn't be more wrong. She's abandoning her healthy lifestyle for a diet of booze, junk food, and cigarettes, and has taken a drastic toll on the pop princess. Her fresh...
Hey, I do that.
Yeah, I know. Her fresh-faced features of less than 2 years ago are a distant memory. She is now bloated, covered in acne, and is believed in her developing double chin, and those in the know say her figure is beginning to sag. Britney, who's pictured at the week in Los Angeles, provided herself on the wholesale image. Blah, 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 blah. It just goes on to just some gossip shit, which I don't give a fuck about. But which I'm talking about. So she's going downhill, which is great. I love the demise of the celebrities. They're so interesting because they, you know, they come on, they're all greater than life. They have the talent of God. And of course, they're just fucking fucked up humans. More fucked up than most of us.
Yes, yes.
So it's fun to watch them downcline, especially her. So, as I talked about Courtney Love last episode, should be
well,
second.
You got to throw in the trashy women, buddy. We are from the South. That is what we're after, right?
I didn't notice that, but I'm doing that, aren't I? But, yeah, Courtney Love, I have many reasons to hate her. That's another story. But Britney Spears is falling, and glory days will come. Oh, that's enough of the good news. Oh, she's also the Cunt of the Week award. I'm giving her the Cunt of the Week, which will be given each week.
Man, we have more awards for everybody.
Which we do have awards coming up pretty soon. We will tell.
Yeah, we do.
Contest.
We got a good award coming up.
It's a contest. All right, we have another award.
No, it's the good award. The contest award.
Okay, you want to talk about that right now?
Well, I'm actually pissing on a bush in my yard that I'm trying to kill. But I'll talk about it, man.
Okay, you want me to start or you want to go? Or?
You go ahead, buddy.
Okay, make sure to shake. Okay. Droops wants to change the name of the show. And we haven't decided on a name yet.
If I can convince this guy to help me with the show every week, I think it would go better.
Sure.
And then it's
I'll be totally willing to help out every week. And so we want you to come up with a name of a show for us. This is a serious contest. Whoever wins will win something. We haven't decided yet.
Well, let's tell them what they win, buddy.
Huh?
I thought we decided.
Oh, you want to actually tell them? They might not enter.
We are going to make you an iPod. Whoever wins, we're building you one.
That's right, from the ground up. This is truly Southern pride at its best. We will build you, in our lab, an iPod.
Yeah, and we don't even live in the same state. Like, our lab is big.
We're going to sign it, both of us. We will.
Well, I was thinking about this whole sign-in thing, and I think we should sign the inside of it.
Okay.
Like, the guys that made the iPod, you know, Apple, when they came out with one of their versions of the Mac, that little funny looking when the people are turning into the fish balls. Everybody signed the inside of the original, and the sides of all of them have their signatures inside of them that have been engraved in the metal.
Right, I've seen a picture of that, yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll sign it and ship it to you. Comes with a certificate of authenticity.
And music. We're going to put music on it for you.
Yes, music. High quality music, too.
High quality.
And it's going to be totally copyright free. You can do whatever you want with the music.
Well, some of it's not, but you can do whatever you want.
Can we give away copyrighted music?
Because we're giving away copyrighted music on this show.
Yeah, it's your source for illegal topics and illegal soft music. I think we're starting to give away shit now. That's beautiful.
All right. And if anyone doesn't know the website address, it's hackermedia.net. We're the Droop Show right now. And if the name changes by the time you go, just there's like six of them. Listen to them all. And when you catch this one, that's the right one.
Really?
It's going to be like the obfuscated show with that Droop's guy.
No. I'm too modest. So we're basically trying to get you to write email to us. No one wants to send an email to us.
Homemade iPod.
You'll get an iPod.
Yeah.
What's
your own.
Yes. So the thing about it is that if you don't send us an email, we're going to start going to every forum on the internet, start picking names out, and start making emails. I'm going to start making emails up and embarrassing the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah. And record stuff and send it to us, and we'll play it, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's like, just record you fucking your girlfriend, we'll play that on the air. Record you jerking off, we'll play it on the air. Record you talking dirty. I'll especially like that.
If you're cute, boy or girl, send us naked pictures.
Just make sure you're well, just make sure you're well hung, right?
Whatever. If you think you're good enough to go, you're set.
Oh man. Okay. Back to the news. I got this is off topic, but this is pretty interesting. I don't know the motivation behind this, which is kind of weird. I'll talk about that in a minute. Clear Channel makes changes to improve value. Clear Channel Radio, which owns 6 radio stations in Orlando, it owns a lot of stations everywhere. We'll just say they own radio. Announced it will reduce commercial time. Reduce commercial time, limit the length of commercials during some breaks, and reduce promotional interruptions on its stations beginning next year. The company-wide changes are in an effect to improve the value of radio to listeners and advertisers, according to the company. Clear Channel says specific limitations will vary by stations and their formats. Details about the individual markets were not immediately available. So basically what it means is they're going to shorten commercial times.
Oh, yeah, I read that. That's really cool.
It is really cool, but what does that mean? A company's not going to just do that, especially Clear Channel, to just improve listenership. They're not going to do that. Either this means that, say you have 6 commercials on any given break, and each of the spots theoretically costs $100. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And say they change it, instead of 6 commercials, now they're going to change it to 1. Does that one person buying that time have to spend $600 now? Is it going to be more expensive to buy time now?
Yeah. They're going to still make their money.
Yeah, they're still going
to
make their money.
They're just having to adapt. They're just having to adapt. That's what businesses do.
So I don't blame them from that, but it's good. Even though Clear Channel are... Oh, I'll go into Clear Channel another time. But they're doing that, which is good. You still pissing?
No, I'm done. Okay. I don't piss for hours. Okay. I'm actually talking in IRC, and some guy named Christopher came up and said...
He asked what the topic, or somebody asked what the topic was, and I just said there's no topic, it's just us bitching. That's Mr. Chicago actually asked that. And Christopher told me that he said, hey, Droops, your show has been added to our randomized playlist. And I have no fucking clue where this playlist is.
Okay, Christopher is actually, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not going to give his... I think he's somebody, I'm not going to tell you who it is, I'm not going to tell everybody who it is.
Well, 813 Air just said it's the Ben Reb station.
Well, yeah, Ben Reb station. I was about to tell you that also, but Christopher is somebody else that you know.
Okay.
I think so. That's just whatever. But yeah, the Ben Reb. He was. We talked. Me and him was having a. Me and Christopher was talking about. I was helping him listen to the server to check it out, to test it out the other night. And for all those who do not know what we're talking about, the Ben Rev Hack Radio, which is at www.benrev.com, BINREV.com, which has their own show.
Oh, yeah, man, that's a pretty good show.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
if
is.
It hadn't been for their show, we wouldn't be doing our show.
I'd probably be masturbating right about now.
Masturbation.
Oh, yeah. A 20-year-old... I'm just going into fucking news here. A 20-year-old Northern California man suspected as being one half of a high-profile deceptive duo hacking team is scheduled to appear in court on Monday to face charges of breaking into government computers and defacing government websites. Richard Lytle, who allegedly teamed up with 22-year-old Benjamin Stark and hacked into a computer run by... I'm only saying hacked only because it's in the article, so don't flame me. And hacked into computer systems run by the Department of Defense and National Aeronautic and Space Administration. Faces it as a maximum statutory penalty of 10 years if he's found guilty, authorities announced. Earlier this year, Stark pleaded guilty to charges of hacking and defacing of U.S. government websites. He faces up to 30 months in jail after agreeing to a plea bargain with prosecutors. There's too many people in jail right now. Way too many people. And all we need right now is another skinny-faced kid being thrown in there for something, for things he should be getting other punishments for.
Yeah.
The way I figure it is that
If you, number one, what he did was fucking stupid. Defacing websites, that's not hacking. That's gay.
It's pretty gay.
Yeah, it is really gay. You're muffled.
Unless it's cool, but then it's not.
You're muffled.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Got your dick on the phone?
I'm in Mississippi, and I'm on a cell phone.
But, yeah, the way I figure is they should be beaten with a rubber hose.
Flog them.
Flog them, yeah. Well, I don't want to go that far, but...
Flog them with a computer mouse. That would hurt a lot of nerds.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good idea, with a computer mouse. And because the jail sentence is not going to do anything to him, except getting his ass kicked a bunch of times by big men. And it's not the way to go. A lot of people are going to say, oh, that's capital punishment, you shouldn't do that. Well, they fucked up. They did something really fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they did it over and over and over and over again. So they say, come here, you little fucking punk. Let me beat you with a rubber hose. Do it again. You get it twice as hard next time.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking kids, man. Well, then I can't say nothing. When I was in school, I used to buy condoms at the... This is before you can get them at your local, you know...
Guidance counselor.
Yeah, for free. This is right before that whole thing started up. I used to go to the convenience store, buy them for 50 cents, a condom, and sell them at school for a dollar. I had a business going on for a whole year.
That's a pretty good little business there.
Yeah. And I got caught, so... That was fun. That was my first into the business world. I was mowed down by the man.
By the man.
By the man.
By the high school principal.
Yeah. He's like, obfuscate it. Obfuscate, what are you doing? Are you selling condoms? Yes, sir. How much profit are you making off of it? 100%?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta suspend you for this.
Well, that's really good, buddy. I actually, when I was in military school, was the webmaster, and they gave me the password and the username to get on the website to work on it, and I was really all about this because it got me out of marching and all kinds of shit.
Right.
And I could stay up all late and sleep during breakfast because I had to work on it at night. I told them because that's when it was the fastest and I wouldn't be bothering anyone's internet usage, and they believed this. Well, one day these geniuses decided that something had been hacked on their website. And they asked me if I had the username and password, and I said yes. And they accused me of hacking it. And I'm like, you gave it to me. You told me I could do what I wanted, and I didn't even do anything wrong. I never figured out what they were talking about. Someone hacked something, I don't know. I didn't even save that shit on my computer. I just memorized it. And they've changed it since then. And, it was just really silly.
What came of that?
They don't know, understand things.
What came of that?
What came of what?
Hacking.
Me getting in trouble? Nothing. I just made fun of them.
What do you mean hacked? What happened to this server?
I never understood what had really happened. Someone said they went to a page. I think someone sent them a link to one of those where they translate it into Ebonics or whatever.
Yeah.
And they went to their homepage and it was like, yo, you reached the Leeward Military Academy homepage. And I think they thought I was fucking with it. I always did good to them.
That would be a good idea, though.
Yeah. And, whatever. I also got in trouble one time. My friend Stickers that went there with me, he was actually given a drill, some network cable, and told that he could network his barracks for everyone to share internet. And he did this, and he, bought a hub and put it up in the attic and ran all this wire. And during the summer, they found this and thought the kids had done it on their own. He was given the stuff by the administration. They just never talked to each other and never found out. And they confiscated everything, pulled out all his work, and confiscated the hub. Well, he and I, it was a 10 megabit. It wasn't even 100 megabit hub. It was just a piece of shit. Because internet connection was, shitty, and they didn't really need all that good stuff. And we went over to my old room where they actually had locked all the stuff in there. I still had the key. And I opened it up, and we took our hub out. It was plugged into some wire, I don't know, and took it back to our rooms. Well, I was almost given an honor board, which is like a real big deal at military school, for stealing school property, because they not only said that we did this without their permission, they said they bought the stuff to do it. And we're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And the ironic part was I was in charge of the honor council, like I was the head guy. So, like, people that worked for me were going to try me. They were going to kick me out of school. And they were all the people that I got drunk with. And it was really funny. Nothing ever came of that.
Yeah. Napster, in its latest guide as an ambassador for illegal music on campus, said Monday that six universities have signed up to offer its digital song services to their students. The company, a division of Roxio, has taken a lead in approaching college administrators to offer cut-rate subscriptions to its legal digital musical service in an attempt to entice students away from popular file-sharing networks like Kazaa. I guess it's a good thing.
Well, it's either get sued by them or give them some money.
Yeah, either way.
All extortion. The mafia does that all the fucking time.
That is correct, they do.
The students are going to be downloading that music anyway.
Of course, they're going to use Kazaa. They're going to use any form. You know, they're going to sue Kazaa after iMesh. I just know it. They're going to sue Kazaa after this. And then there will be another one. And then everybody's going to go to IRC. Again.
Hey, you want a beer? I just got a new one.
What's that?
You want a beer? I just got a new one.
Sure.
Just come on over, bud.
Yeah, I'll walk right now. Look, can I borrow $5 for gas?
$5 for gas? If only it cost $5 for gas.
Yeah. Actually, we have another co-host who's going to do a segment for us. Her name is Shirley Q. Licker, and she has little segments that's going to be in a show every week. And here she goes. And here you go, Shirley Q.
Yep. Nah, I know the feeling. How you doing? This is Shirley Q. Licker. Is you considering suicide this morning? Do you have a gun pointed at your head? Do you have a large knife aimed right under your breakfast? Or is you got a bottle of medication sitting there ready to tell? Well, don't kill yourself. Now, hell, that would be ignorant. I know how it is. No husband. No money. No way to get nowhere. No car. Nobody care. Nothing happening right. Shit. I know you won't kill yourself. I'd be through with it too. But honey, you got to hang in there. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow morning. You might wake up and something good happen. Or probably the worst thing you thought was going to happen don't even want to materialize. The sheriff ain't going to come beating on your door. They ain't going to come get your car. Nobody know where it is. Don't worry about it. That's not that much white people can do to get back at you if you mess up. Just stay your ass home. Look at your stories. If you even got any kind of TV, don't matter if your cable been cut off, just look at your stories. Lose yourself for a while. Go see a gynecologist. Ask them for an antidepressant or something. All I'm asking, just hang on a little while longer, honey. It'll be all right. Your mom and them was all right one time, too, and you know she was crazy. Hell. I thought of killing myself, but I'm too tired. I need to get my sleep first. I ain't never caught up on my sleep. Hell. Well, let me go in there and pray on my Bible. Tell your mama I'm praying for her. Lord knows she need it. Yes, she do.
Okay. Thanks, Sherrod. Appreciate that. In other news articles. You like how I did that?
I like that.
Yeah. Linux kernel branch due soon. At the 4th annual Linux Kernel Developers Summit, it was decided that there won't be a 2.7 Linux kernel development branch anytime soon. Instead, Linux creator Linus Torvalds, I guess I'm pronouncing it right.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah. And the official 2.6 maintainer, Andrew Morton, have decided to continue working as a team, further enhancing the 2.6 kernel. Up to this point, kernels ending in an odd number, as in 2.1, 2.3, 2.5, were considered development kernels, and kernels ending in an even number, as in 2.2, 2.4, 2.6, were considered stable kernels. However, according to the Colonel Trapp article, an active development would now continue in the mainline 2.6 tree, and the final stabilization tree will be left up to the companies that provide Linux distributions. That's nothing really to talk about there. But
pretty much how it goes.
That's pretty much how it goes. That's why I bring that to the people that use the Nix.
I love some Linux. How many computers in your house are you running Linux on right now?
You're muffled.
How many computers at your house are you running Linux on right now?
One. I have two boxes. One's my XP box, and one's my... I'm running Slack non-one.
Okay.
Which I just... I've been using Linux for like 6 months now, and I've been getting kind of dangerous with it. Getting kind of crazy. I compiled my first kernel. Went pretty smoothly. Before you do this, please read like 5 or 6 different tutorials. It seems like everybody has a different way of doing it. You would think there would be like one way. But it seems
the beauty of Linux is there's more than one way.
True, and it can also be a not so good thing also.
Ah, whatever. If you know all 8 ways of doing stuff, it's cool.
It is cool. And just realize that. Just realize each different kernel version has a different way to compile it, different way to do it.
Yeah.
So when you go to upgrade to a new kernel, make sure you get tutorials
specifically.
Yes, to your kernel that you're using. That's our Linux. That's our Linux tip for the day.
My Linux tip for the day is not ever play Frozen Bubble because you will never get anything accomplished.
Frozen Bubble? I haven't played that.
Well, see, you're getting stuff accomplished. You're going to be like, I've been using Linux for 3 years and I know nothing.
You're muffled.
Except I'm really good at Frozen Bubble.
You're muffled.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at porn. Oh, actually, I was trying to segue myself into a story, but Frozen Bubble's this great little game. It's really simple to play, but it's really addicting, like Tetris used to be. And if you've never played Tetris, go play that too. It's really good.
Who hasn't played Tetris?
I don't know.
I'm sure there's some noob out there who hasn't played Tetris before.
They're like, Tetris on what? And you're like, a Nintendo? And they're like, a Super Nintendo? And they're like, no, the one before that.
Speaking of Nintendo, I'm actually looking at one right now. The last system I've ever bought was a Super Nintendo. I got rid of that years ago. I still have a Nintendo. And I played it every once in a while.
I have a Nintendo 64 that we bought at a flea market. And I love playing that second James Bond game.
For some reason, I've always been addicted to The Legend of Zelda.
Oh, yes.
Which I just found out yesterday that it was based, that the developer for Legend of Zelda actually based that game off of the movie Legend.
Huh.
Which, of course, most of you, I'm not sure how old are the people out there. It's a movie with Tom Cruise and I think Tim Curry playing an evil demon, Satan, Lord of Darkness.
Cool. I've never actually seen it, but I've never seen many movies.
The movie sucked, actually. Tom Cruise sucked.
Well, I will make sure and not see it. Anyway, back to my segue.
What'd you say?
Back to my segue.
Speak up a little bit.
You're supposed to go back to my segue.
Okay.
Low-tech video games like Frozen Bubble are becoming very hot. The video game market isn't just marketing to, 15-year-old boys who sit in their dorm rooms because they haven't, not 15, like 20-year-old boys who haven't graduated college and they're playing games on their computers and on their Xbox.
Right.
They're actually marketing it to older women, like over 35, and they're making really simple little mind-numbing games. My fiancé plays this fucking game all the fucking time, and it's just like these little bubbles going in a circle and you shoot them. And it's like Tetris. It's just really addicting and simple to catch on to.
Kind of like Lemonade Tycoon?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what you're talking about.
You never played Lemonade Tycoon?
No.
You never played Frozen Bubble, you fucking noob.
Like in AOL, which is, populated by older women and little kids, online games are the biggest activity after email and instant messaging. They get 10 million players a month. Electronic Arts Pogo.com website has 14 million people playing every month. and 55% of them are women. How they figure out 55% of women, I don't know. Maybe they poll them. But
I guess they're the actual people who answer the essays that they ask you to do.
Yeah.
Who answers those fucking things, I guess? Old women.
Old women, 55%.
I hate those sites that you go to sign up and they're like, you want to do a survey? No. I just gave you my semen sample to just to log on. Hey, you want a fucking survey?
Yeah.
Fuckers. Okay, Apple introduces upgraded iPod. The new iPod also is about a millimeter thinner than the previous iPod design and sports a different button layout and easier menus. The 20-gigabyte iPod model, which can hold about 5,000 songs, has a list price of $299, while the 40-gig iPod model costs $399.
That's cool.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to buy $400 just to hold MP3s.
Well, look, if you came up with a new show or name for the radio show, you wouldn't have to spend $400.
That is right, Droops. That is correct. But it just doesn't seem... I guess it's because I'm poor. Is that I don't see the logic in that. $400 just to hold MP3s.
It's a weapon too, buddy.
True, that you did, and Droops didn't mention that on episode one?
Pilot.
Oh, yes, pilot episode.
The worst episode ever.
I know, it was good. I think,
actually the Elvis episode.
I think, you know what we should do? I should come over there, and we should do like a... We could make an iPod for ourselves and go to that guy's house and do like an interview with him.
See, he'll let you bring video cameras in there. We should just go in there and videotape this shit and show it to people because it's really true.
Elvis TV. Okay, speaking of Elvis, before I forget this, being, of course, I'm going to mention this 5,000 times, I'm a movie geek before I'm a computer geek. And there's a movie out there, everybody, it's an independent film. The movie's called Bubba Hotep. It's spelled Bubba space Hotep. This is like one of the best independent films I've seen in a few years. It stars Bruce Campbell, which everybody knows from the Evil Dead series. It's I'm pimping this movie out because it's fucking great. It's been every aspect of this movie is done independently. Everything from the everything to the distribution of it.
Is that the guy that played Briscoe County Jr.?
Yes.
Okay.
And the movie is about Elvis. Elvis is not dead. He had to deal with an Elvis impersonator because he got tired of the Elvis lifestyle. He wanted simpler. So he traded spots with this Elvis impersonator. What happened was Elvis impersonator died, and he was stuck as the lifestyle as the Elvis impersonator. Well, he goes into a coma and ends up in a nursing home. The real Elvis. And he makes friends with a black man... who thinks he's JFK.
Mm-hmm.
And while in this old folks home, he finds out, him and JFK find out that the old folks home is being possessed by a mummy, a redneck mummy, that sucks the souls of old people through their asses.
Man, this sounds like a blockbuster.
No, dude, this is...
Like, I can't wait to buy my DRM's copy of that fucker.
Dude, you should see it, really. You would laugh. It's great. It's really good.
Well, send me a copy of it.
Huh?
Send me a copy of it.
I've never ripped a DVD. And I'm so far... I'm such a noob. Of all the program I've done in my lifetime, all the shit I've done, I've never ripped a DVD. When I figure out how to do it, I'll send you one.
Okay.
And
just mail me the DVD. You can trust me. You know where I live now.
Yeah. And everybody should go rent this movie. If you like movies like that, really quirky and really cool and independent films like that, it's really fucking cool. And I'm telling you what, Bruce Campbell pulls off the Elvis thing, fucking great. And
he's a good actor.
Yeah, he's really good. He does a lot of crazy type of things. He's
like Briscoe County Jr., like the technology and the Western.
And a lot of people won't know what that show is.
I know, but I love that show.
Yes, Bruce Campbell is really fucking cool. He's been a B-movie actor most of his career, which is really shit. And the weird part about it is, He made his debut with Evil Dead, which is directed by Sam Raimi, which is doing the Spider-Man movies. So he's got the hookup with Sam Raimi. He's got the hookup with the Coen brothers. But he always plays these bit parts. He's actually in Spider-Man 1 and 2. But he's only on film for like 2 seconds. They won't give the dude a break.
Well, after Briscoe kind of went under.
True. He was in Hercules, though.
Was he?
Well, he played a bit. I never watched the shows, really. And he was...
With Kevin Sorbo?
Yes. He played bit parts in both Hercules and Xena.
Huh.
Which I never really watched neither one of them.
I never did either. I didn't even know what Xena was. I was watching The Simpsons one day, and she was on it.
She's hot in a very masculine way.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want
to... If you want your ass beat, you date Lucy Lawless.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to date that woman. It's like, honey, can I take out... You want to take out the trash? No.
No.
Back onto the news. Stephen Hawking reverses his black hole energy theory. If anybody don't know who Stephen Hawking is, go look him up. This guy is I think he was a mistake by humankind. Meaning that mistake in a good way. He's a guy who's been like, I forgot, I think he, what does he have, Parkinson's disease?
I don't know, he's been married a couple of times though.
Yeah, I forget what he has, but this man should have been dead 20 years ago. Okay? 20 years ago, he's still alive. He talks to a computer. And he's just a fucking genius. But 20 years ago, no, 30 years ago, I think it was, he made a prediction that in a black hole, once you get sucked into the black hole, no energy comes, nothing comes out of it. You're sucked in and that's it.
Yeah.
But he reverses that. Stephen Hawking, a Cambridge University physicist, reversed a theory he held for 30 years that matter and energy trapped by collapsed stars known as black holes would disappear. This is a quote from him. If you jump into a black hole, your mass energy will be returned into the universe. But in a mangled form. Basically, he's saying now that energy will come out. Energy and stuff will come out. Data will come out of it. But it's very mangled. And it's you can't understand it. So it doesn't matter. If you're sucked, you're fucked.
You know the most important thing about his whole little saying he was wrong?
Yeah, what?
He's a famous person who said they were wrong.
That doesn't happen often, does it?
No one ever admits that they were wrong.
True. And I like to bring up the fact that you hear, like, you know, all the time, and it just changes from, like, decade to decade, milk is bad for you. Milk is good for you. They would never say they were wrong in their studies. They'll just say, milk is good for you. Eggs are bad for you. Eggs are good.
I think smoking a pipe is good for you, because every old man that I've ever seen smoking a pipe has lived for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my grandpa lived since he was, like, 96, and he smoked a pipe when he was a little kid, like, 15, 16. And he lived a really long time.
You're muffled.
And he ate, like,
bacon and ate, like, eggs, and he smoked a pipe. He lived a long time.
Of course. And of course, there's the whole, like, you know, PETA thing. Don't eat meat. You know, meat is bad. I was reading an article. I wish I had an article in front of me. That vegans, especially vegans, have their life especially is way shorter than people who eat meat.
Yeah.
Okay. Open your mouth.
Good. Let them die.
Open your mouth. You see those two sharp teeth right there? Feel them.
Incisors?
Yes. You have those and you have canines.
Oh, yeah.
They're there to eat meat. That's part of you as a human. To eat meat. You can't just not say not eat meat anymore. If you realize a lot of the vegans, not so much vegetarians, vegans, is that they have to take supplements. If you were naturally born not to eat meat, you wouldn't need to take the supplements.
It's true.
That's all there says about it. You know, if you want to change your skin color, don't eat meat. I've known a lot of vegans and their skin changes color. I've noticed that. They've become a pale of another color. I don't know what it is. They should call it they should make a Crayola crayon for that called vegan. And also, I want to bring this up too, since we're going on this one.
there's a website, consumerfreedom.com, and I downloaded a poster from there. It says, has a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger on there, and it says actor Governor Fatso. And I can't read it from right here because my poster's across the room, but it says, according to the U.S. government, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tom Cruise, and Sammy Sosa are all obese. Because you realize they're going on this whole fat thing right now.
Yeah.
When the government tells you should be 160 pounds, they're not adding body fat to that. Okay? You got to realize muscle it weighs more than fat.
Yeah.
So I can weigh 210 pounds and be all muscle, opposed to the 160 that the government says I should be. Judge your health, judge your weight size, and we're all built different. When people say I'm big boned, it's true. Some people are.
Mm-hmm.
So base your size on how you look in the mirror, not by how the government tells you. The government says I should weigh 160. If I actually weighed 160, I'll look anorexic.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go by what the government says. Go by how you look. Everybody wants to look good naked in the mirror, as somebody quoted one time.
All right. Well, I'm done with news articles. This show is supposed to be like 30 minutes, huh?
We're at two hours and 11 minutes right now.
All right.
So I guess we'll end the show. We're in the show, and I'm going to our closing song is going to be a from a band called Lad 5 AE. The song is called Awake, and yes, that is my band, me and me only. So if it sucks, that's a way to send us email. If it sucks, send us email. And that's going to be in this show. And until next time, we haven't figured a closing quote, so we'll work on that.
Oh, we don't have a closing quote.
Yeah.
Look at more porn.
Huh?
Look at more porn.
Free America. Free America. Look at more porn. Also,
yeah,
yes.
Free America. Look at more porn.
Yeah. I also want to tell you the show is brought to you by Marlboro Lights and Camel Lights. Maxwell
and,
House Coffee.
Bud Light Beer.
Bud Light Beer. And orange juice made by Tropicana. Is this Tropicana? Yeah. Yeah. It's very good. I am
pretty fancy brand for a pizza guy.
It sure is. I like to go high class, as they say.
This is the show where we just drop the docs.
Oh.